Grant Napier with you, and don't forget to help a local foster child this holiday season by donating the Cage to Case Sleep Train Toy Drive. This Friday starting at 6 at Malt Mash, K Street across from the Golden One Center. The drive and the lowdown will be broadcasting live from Malt Mash. Bring a new unwrapped toy, and you'll receive a Jiffy Lube gift certificate. Plus, you'll have a chance to win Sacramento Kings tickets. Just go to KHDK.com for more info. Dan Wolkin, USA Today, to talk some college football. Dan, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Any qualms at all with the way the Final Four teams came out?
Not really, no. I think it was pretty straightforward. And I think the 3 years of the playoff, what we've seen is the committee is going to kind of go inside the lines. You know, they're not going to do crazy reaches. And I think Ohio State, even though they didn't win the conference championship, they were judged the way that teams are supposed to be judged by this committee, which is your entire body of work. And yeah, they didn't win a conference championship, but they had one of the four best bodies of work. And I think it was a pretty easy decision to justify. You know, you only have four. Someone who believes they should get in or is going to get left out. But I think they approached it in a pretty standard way, and I just didn't really have any complaints.
Dan Wolkin, USA Today. Do you think that the score of which Washington beat Colorado was important?
Well, I think for Washington, because they did not have a great non-conference schedule, I think everything was important. I think any positive impression they had a chance to make was important, and they obviously did play very well in that championship game. And I think once the committee saw that, in their mind, it was going to take something spectacular to knock them out. And look, I think the discussion at the end was Penn State and Washington. I think Ohio State was solidly in. And I just believe that, you know, you compare those two teams, and Washington was a one-loss team. Penn State was a two-loss team. You know, and the resume just didn't quite stack up for Penn State. And I think Washington, the way they played, really solidified themselves.
And then, you know, you look at that game that they have coming up in Alabama. I mean, let's face it, this, without question, is going to be, you know, the most difficult team they played. Now, they played USC when they were rolling, but do you think there's any way this can be a competitive game?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it can be competitive. They're going to have to play well, obviously. And the thing that they're going to have to try to do is exploit Alabama's offense. And I do think that their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is not a great passer, which plays into the hands of Washington because they have a really good secondary. They can cover guys. They have created turnovers all year long, and Hurts has made some mistakes at times, throwing some interceptions. So I think they can maybe create some extra possessions and hold down Alabama's offense to a certain degree. But what, you know, where Alabama really kind of tends to hurt you is with their defense. And, you know, they just back you up into field position and wait for you to make a mistake. And then their defense converts, or their special teams gets a big punt return. And so it makes it really easy for their offense not to have to do too much. And I do worry a little bit about Washington. Browning's not the most mobile quarterback. They do have some talented receivers. Ross is really good. But, you know, you don't give them time to throw. You don't protect them. Alabama's got 44 sacks or something like that, 42 sacks for the year. That's where I worry about Washington, and they're going to have to really step up and play well to protect them.
All right, talk to me about Clemson, Ohio State. You know, you look at Clemson, they had so many close games this year. We talk about their defense. You know, Ohio State 11-1. Some say they got lucky in the game against Michigan, but the bottom line is only one loss. Is Ohio State, to me, are they better than Clemson in your mind?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that they're younger. They're not as experienced. This is a fairly, you know, inexperienced team that Urban Meyer's got. They've been a little bit up and down. But Clemson's been inconsistent as well. But, you know, when Clemson is playing at their highest level offensively, they're very, very tough. I mean, they can beat anybody. And Deshaun Watson, he's that kind of difference-making quarterback. He's played much better toward the end of the season, and he seems like he's rounding into his peak form. You know, their defense at times has been just so-so. But I'm not enamored with JT Barrett and the way he's thrown the ball this year. You know, he's not the most accurate guy. And the one thing that Clemson faced week after week in the ACC was good quarterbacks. And, you know, so I think maybe some of their defensive regression was due to that. But the way they play, you know, and with their defensive line, I think Ohio State's going to have a lot of trouble with that Clemson defensive front. And, you know, if Clemson shows up to play, then I think they are going to win the game. But I'm not sure they're going to do that because they've been pretty inconsistent all year.
And then let's talk about the Heisman. Who's going to be the guy getting the hardware?
Well, probably Lamar Jackson. I think most people who vote, and I don't vote, don't want to vote, don't vote for anything, but that's a different story. I think most people who vote made up their minds maybe a month ago that it was going to be Lamar Jackson, even though I think you can make a very good case for Deshaun Watson getting it. Not only did Deshaun Watson win the game, they played head-to-head. I mean, he's on a team ranked number two. He's, you know, 25-1 as a starter the last 2 years or something like that, 25-2. He's really, really good. You know, maybe his numbers rushing are a little bit down from where they were a year ago. Jackson statistically had an unbelievable season, but he put up a lot of stats against, you know, against some suspect competition at times. But I don't think you can go wrong either way. I mean, Lamar Jackson was clearly the best player by far for Louisville, but I do think that, you know, laying the egg against Houston and then losing to Kentucky the last two games does hurt him a little bit. And Deshaun Watson making a surge is probably going to make it pretty close.
Dan, always a pleasure. Appreciate it very much. Thank you for coming on.
No problem. Hey. Thanks.